A group of doctors is calling for urgent changes to the way diabetes patients are treated in Australia. Writing in the Medical Journal of Australia, the doctors say that there's been a 30% increase in the number of diabetes-related foot amputations in the last decade. They estimate that one Australian with diabetes loses a lower limb every 3 hours, and they say that doesn't need to happen. Timothy McDonald has our report.
Every year, about 10,000 people are hospitalised for diabetes-related foot ulcers. All too often, they leave hospital without the foot. The number of Australians with diabetes has increased in recent years, and along with it, so has the number of amputations. Associate Professor Paul Raitt is the head of the Diabetic Foot Unit at the Royal Melbourne Hospital.
If we collect data from discharge summaries and what is lodged with the government, it looks like it's a 30% increase. But the problem is that this data is not equally reported across public and private hospitals, and it depends on how well the paperwork is being completed and filled out. So we know it's probably at least 30%, but it may be much higher.
Why do you think it's increasing?
So internationally, it's accepted that we need multidisciplinary teams. So we need physicians as well as surgeons and podiatrists and wound care people working together in order to help heal diabetic foot ulcers and prevent amputations. The problem is in the Australian health system, the funding doesn't really support having these multidisciplinary teams, and it's very hard to establish it with the funding and the equipment that we currently have.
So is the result that people are losing limbs when they really don't need to?
The problem is because people aren't being looked after by a multidisciplinary team, because dressings are not funded and footwear and offloading is not funded, and these are accepted standards that should be a part of the treatment plan, then people often are not getting the full treatment package, which means if wounds continue to deteriorate, then amputation is then the outcome. So it is possible that these amputations can be prevented if you put the right treatments into place with the right personnel on the ground.
Professor Raitt says the best way to reduce amputations is to address the problem as early as possible.
Once they start losing sensation in their feet, or once the blood supply starts to diminish to the feet, they are already at risk of getting ulcers in the future. And these people need to be identified. They need to be seeing a podiatrist regularly to attend to their nail care. They need to be having people looking at their feet regularly so that when an ulcer does occur, then it is identified very quickly and treatment can start. Then once somebody has an ulcer, then we need to be putting these people into specialist units who have the skills and the expertise and the multidisciplinary approach to provide the treatment that is required in order to heal it the quickest, and also thus reducing amputation rates.
Professor Raitt says at the moment many forms of treatment aren't included in the pharmaceutical benefit scheme. He says it's often too expensive for diabetes patients to attack the problem early.
If you came in with a heart attack, you know, the medications you need are subsidised by the government through PBS, but you know, the treatment for a foot ulcer is wound dressings and orthotics or shoes to take the pressure away from the ulcer. And these devices, none of them are rebatable by the government, so they're quite expensive. And this is probably one of the main reasons why people don't actually get the right treatment, because one, they can't afford it, and two, not all hospitals can afford to be able to provide these to the patients.
Professor Raitt says the additional cost of adding to the PBS would be outweighed by savings from fewer hospitalisations and amputations.
Timothy McDonald reporting.